Let's say you suddenly find yourself with 15 free minutes to spend with your phone or your computer. Think of all the things you could accomplish. With us this morning to give us some more suggestions, digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Scott, can we actually accomplish anything in 15 minutes?
Good morning, Bob. I think we can. You know, we're pressed for time, but I always say, why not do something easy quickly?
Yeah, I'm all for that. All right, let's start with a practical use for a notes or a memo app. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. So there's really countless choices here. You could, for example, start a habit where you record or take a note of something happening that day. Daily journaling isn't new, and there are actually studies out there that show how healthy this can be from a mental health standpoint, but you can use your favorite app to preserve a memory or even just to organize your thoughts each day.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, and many of the so-called experts say it's a great way to start your day like first thing in the morning. And yeah, you could do this every morning as one of your first things easily, couldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, first for me, it's always coffee. But, you know, after that, you know, use your notes app or use a memo app and then just walk through your day. And I mean, it'll probably change, but it's a great quick thing to get organized.
Yeah, it is. All right. What about if you have too much on your phone? Is there a practical way to address that quickly?
Yeah, there is. And you could take a few minutes to delete old screenshots or duplicate photos. And depending on the type of phone you use, you could find guided ways to free up memory. So, for example, on an iPhone, if you go under settings, it'll say something like, you have 30 gigabytes of messages. Click here to see how to free up space.
It can be hard to erase things, though, can it? I mean, that's practical, but what about the sentimental value of that stuff?
Oh, I agree 100%, Bob. And I'll tell you this, I'm really bad at deleting. I luckily haven't run out of space, but here's a challenge, okay? So you don't want to delete photos, but what about screenshots? I bet if you took a look at all the screenshots you've saved over the years for whatever reason, you'll find things that you don't need, but that things that if deleted would free up so much space, things would be so different. It's a really good way to start decluttering your device.
Yeah, I discovered this, and I think you and I talked about it a while back, that you think what's taken up the most space is videos, phones, videos and pictures, I mean, but actually attachments to texts really, in most cases, that's the culprit, isn't it?
That's the culprit. And also think about this, because you hit the nail on the head when you said videos. Yes, you go into your camera and all those videos are there. But what happens if you send a video to someone in email? Now we're combining the two things you're talking about. There's an extra attachment of that video taking up double the amount of space. So right there, you're already over where you technically should be.
Yeah. All right. So it's about decluttering. And what about a tip that helps with security or privacy?
You know, 15 minutes is a perfect amount of time to go in and check your device's security settings. For example, you could review your emergency contacts. You could update your passcode if you haven't done that in a while. Or make sure you have the tracking services on in case you lose your phone. So like iPhone has the Find My service, Android has Find My Device.
And I bet we could change a few overused passwords with about 15 minutes to spare, couldn't we?
Oh, easily. And because most modern browsers will even suggest strong passwords and save them for you automatically, you can actually get through quite a few of them. On an iPhone, you'll see in your settings when passwords are actually overused or compromised, and there's a list of the ones that you should start changing. So that is definitely a good thing to do.
And what's that thing you always say about not sharing the same password, right?
Oh, never, ever share the same password. Don't copy and paste. Your streaming password for Netflix or Hulu should not be the same one you use on your credit card app or your bank account, because if you're ever hacked or there's a data breach and all of your passwords are leaked, whoever now has your password can log into any of these accounts. When you make them different to start, that person has access to just one account. Now, that's not good. You don't want anyone to have access, but one account is better than four or more.
It's our weekly chat with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Let's turn to making your phone more personal or easier to use, Scott. What about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I love things that make life easy. So, for example, take a look at the desktop background settings on either your computer or your phone. On a phone, you can have a different image on the lock screen than when it's unlocked. And you can switch this up every once in a while to make it more personal. And there's lots of room here to be creative.
And how about a tip for people who want to get more organized? That's all of us, I think.
I would say so. And this is a good one. You could set up a shared shopping or to-do list in the Reminders app, or you could use Google Keep, and you can invite family or friends, and everyone can check or add items in real time. That's a great way to coordinate errands or even plan a get-together. I've done this when we've had guests come visit. And during the holidays or for a birthday, you could create a list like this to keep track of the gifts you're buying for everyone.
What if somebody wants to learn something new in those 15-minute periods we're talking about?
There's many, many options, Bob. You could open YouTube and you could search for a how-to video, maybe a new recipe, a tech tip, or even a language lesson. You could check out a podcast episode on a topic you're curious about. You would really be amazed in what you can pick up when you just have a few minutes.
What about making texting or emailing easier?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. When typing, if you press and hold the space bar, it actually turns the keyboard on your phone into a little mini trackpad. If you haven't seen that before, that's kind of cool. It lets you move the cursor precisely through your text so you don't have to fumble and click to find that one space to fix a typo. And if you prefer not to type, you can use the microphone button and you can speak and dictate your message.
Yeah, I know about that one because my wife does that, but I didn't know about you press and hold the space bar?
Yeah, if you're in a text and you're in the keyboard on your iPhone, you press and hold the space bar, all the letters disappear and it turns into a trackpad. So if you were going to find a word where you wanted to delete a letter and you have to find the cursor and get it right in the middle of those two spaces, It goes there just like you're using a mouse. It's really cool the first time you see it. And then afterwards, you're like, how did I ever live without this?
You know, it's amazing how many features there are, how many things you can do with your phone that we don't know about. But like you say, you just got to take some time to play around, don't you?
That's really it. You just have to sit down once and say, I'm going to look into all of this. And once you do, your life is totally different.
All right. Any last minute hidden gem tips? You certainly had some good ones this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. And I would say this one falls under the heading of organization. If you have a lot of open browser tabs, you can actually set these to auto-close after a day, a week, or a month in settings, which would keep your browser running smoothly. And how you do this depends on the browser you're using, but it's in settings, or you can do a quick Google search and it'll come right up. The benefit here is people often open tabs in browsers and they never close them. And while most modern devices can handle the extra work, it can be more of an organization thing for you. 100 tabs is a lot to sort through. Trust me, I know. So if you can close them automatically after a set period of time, whether it's a week or a month or however it is, it'll keep you that much more organized.
You know, these are things we just don't think of on our own, but they're practical and most of them very simple, aren't they?
And that's really the key, Bob. I mean, you want them to be easy because they're meant to be quick. And you want things that help you stay up to date and organized. And yes, you definitely want them to be useful because once you use a notes app, going back to that other example, to keep track of holiday gifts, you will wonder how you ever did it any other way.
And that brings us to the Genius Bar. First, let's follow up to our talk last week, and this text came in. Bob asks Scott to clarify a shutdown versus a power down. To me, they are the same. You take the system down to the point nothing is running. What about that?
Very, very close. 99.5% right, but there is a little bit of a nuance. When you shut down, when you go under the menu that says restart shutdown and you select shutdown, you will see all of these things happening right on your desktop. Or you will see it, the things start to close and things start to quit, and then everything powers down. If you were to do an actual power down, which by definition is pressing the power button, you're interrupting all of those processes. So it's basically the difference. Here's how I look at it. A shutdown is using the light switch. A power down is pulling the plug out of the wall.
Got it. And another listener texted us this question. Do you recommend McAfee for protecting my desktop, laptop, and iPad?
That is a really good question. Depending on who you talk to, some people will say that those third-party software things are helpful for viruses, and they can be. The thing is, the fact that the iOS in Apple products is so modern, those software updates that we often talk about that are so important that you do, those under-the-hood things, that's actually where these updates, these same updates that appear in these third-party software things appear. So you're actually keeping yourself up to date. A third party thing like McAfee, I mean, it might find something sooner and that might make you safer in the moment, but I have not used a virus protection software package for at least 10 years. Everything now is just so up to date and so modern that it does what it needs to do. But if you were to choose to do it, it's not going to hurt. You just kind of have to question whether it's a little bit, you know, overkill.
Yeah, makes sense. Scott Kleinberg, digital media strategist. We will meet again next Tuesday. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Bob. Take care.